What is happening, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the podcast. I'm actually currently on holiday at the moment, so I'm recording this from another country. So it's going to be a pretty short episode because all of the family are down at the pool, and I'll get moaned at if I'm working too much. but in today's episode, what we're going to talk about is sleep, the importance of sleep when it comes to weight loss, how you can help improve your sleep. And, you know, particularly with women, sometimes as you get to that stage in life where you're coming into your perimenopause or the menopause, sleep can be a real issue. And, you know, a lot of people generally struggle with sleep nowadays, and that's due to maybe not being able to switch off as much, you know, thinking about things, all that kind of stuff. But what we're going to do is we're going to come up with some tips that could help you improve your sleep. And like, particularly when it comes to, let's say, the perimenopause and the menopause, and maybe you are struggling for sleep, and, you know, that could be due to hot flushes in the night, that could be due to just other symptoms, then these things may help. Not saying that they're going to cure that or completely sort that out, but these things may help because you may be somebody that's never struggled with sleep before until that stage in your life. So you've never had to sort of consider some of these things. And maybe they're just things that you've always done, but you've always been able to have a good night's sleep. So you've never really had to think about it. Now you've got to a stage in life where sleep is becoming a real issue for you. And you know what it's like? It's one of those things, isn't it? Once you start to have a few nights or a week's bad sleep, you then go to bed thinking, oh, I'm going to have a terrible night's sleep. Then you lay up kind of thinking about that, and that also doesn't help you have a better night's sleep. So just a list of things that I try and get clients to do that may help, okay? And like I said, this is going to help anybody in general as well if you're somebody that doesn't sleep much. Because when it comes to a weight loss point of view, if you're tired from not having much sleep, you're going to lack a lot of energy the next day, which probably means you're going to expend less energy, you're going to move less, you're going to burn less calories, you're going to choose to sit down at every opportunity. It also means you're more likely to reach for foods and snacks and potentially processed foods, things that we think are going to give us a quick energy fix, probably going to drink a heck of a lot more coffee. It also means that the longer you are awake, the more hours you are awake in a day, the more time you have to actually consume food and consume calories. So if you kind of manage to get 8 hours a night sleep, that's eight hours of your 24 that you cannot overconsume calories in. Okay, so sleep is hugely important and massively underrated. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not the greatest sleeper in terms of I go to bed way too late and have to get up early. And that's just down to, you know, like typical things that probably a lot of you will have. And it's that sort of got young children. Once you finally manage to get them to bed, you kind of want that hour or two in the evening to yourself, watching a bit of what you like on Netflix and managing to kind of chill out and unwind. And I'm guilty of that, you know, as well as the coaching and the personal training. Sometimes with the personal training clients, I don't finish till 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. I don't want to come in and go, right, I've got to go straight back to bed. I want to kind of come in, unwind. Sometimes I've still got to have dinner. But it's sort of addressing these things sometimes for the bigger picture. So here are some tips that could help you if you just generally struggle with sleep, or maybe you're perimenopausal or menopausal and sleep seems to be a huge thing that's being affected for you. So are you doing these things to make it easier? No phone in bed, okay? Do not sit there and watch your phone, scroll through TikTok, scroll through Instagram, check your emails while you're sitting in bed, okay? What, like we, trying to think of something and say something and thinking different things there. So like blue light from screens and everything we know can kind of affect our sleep anyway. And kind of like in a way, it just keeps you quite wired. But I just think sitting there in your bed, aimlessly scrolling, or one, checking emails is not a great idea because you might get sent a particular work email about something. And now that's going to play on your mind right before you go to bed. Even if you respond to that email, you might not get a response from that person till the next day because it's like 10 o'clock at night or whatever. So like, just don't check emails is like a huge one. Just don't do it. Even if you're waiting for a particular email, just don't do it. Have a cut-off time of being like, you know, post 6 p.m. I don't check emails. One, that's going to be great for your kind of work-life balance and trying to relax and unwind and just being a bit more stricter and setting rules around that kind of stuff. And then just not aimlessly scrolling through something like TikTok or Instagram where you can just continuously scroll. And before you know it, an hour or two's gone by and you're sitting there scrolling. And this stuff is just going to keep you more wired as well. And, you know, so don't use your phone in bed. Okay. If you can, leave it in a completely separate room. Now, I personally use my phone as my alarm clock, but I never ever check it. And if I wake up in the middle of the night, I don't check it either. Like, that's a big one. Some people, they'll wake up in the middle of the night and they'll check their phone. Well, like, you've gone from being in a sort of sleep mood to now completely reawakening your body, and then you want to get back to sleep again, like you're disturbing that sleep. Okay, so that's a simple one. Then there's going to bed earlier. Okay, like I said, I know it can be difficult if you've got young children. Like I said, myself, you know, you want that unwind time, but sometimes it's going, right, am I going to be happier and more beneficial having that hour or so's unwind time without the kids, or am I going to be better off going to bed, getting an early night, getting a better night's sleep, waking up in the morning fresher, being in a better mood, being able to deal with the kids better, you know, that kind of stuff. It's like going, yes, it's great to have that little bit of me time and that kind of thing, but actually, do you know what feels better? Waking up in the morning feeling fresh. So earlier to bed, go to bed a bit earlier. And if you're someone that it does take you a little while to switch off, then, you know, instead of going to bed at 11 p.m. and you're tossing and turning for an hour and then you fall asleep at 12, go to bed at 10 p.m. or 9 p.m. And then by the time you've sort of switched off and fully wound down, you're going to be asleep an hour earlier than you normally would be. Okay. try and make sure you've done something physical that day. You know, we can all work all day on your computer and dealing with the kids and all that kind of stuff and feel kind of mentally exhausted at the end of the day. But are you physically exhausted? Are you physically tired? Or are you just always kind of a bit mentally tired by the end of the day? Actually do something that's going to make you a bit more physically tired. And I understand that that can kind of like play off against each other because you're so tired. That's the reason you don't do anything physical in the first place. But it's kind of trying to force yourself to do something, even if it's just going for a bit more of a walk than you normally would. You know, even if it's a 10-minute workout at home, just try and do something physical during the day to help tire you out that little bit more. Try and keep your bedtime and wake time as close to exactly the same 7 days a week. And this is all to do with your circadian rhythm and your sleep pattern and your natural sleep time and waking up time. And if your sleep times and everything are all over the place, waking up times are all over the place, you lay in a lot more at the weekend, then your body's just going to be a bit more all over the place. You know, try and set a bedtime. Be like, you know, 10 p.m. I'm going to go to bed, and I get up every day at 6. Something along those lines. And you might be like, ah, oh, it's a bit boring. But if you try and stick to that and you manage to get that into a routine, and you're not going to do that on day one or week one. Like anything, it takes a bit of time for your body to get used to it, build that habit and get into that routine and feel the benefits from it. But I can guarantee you'll feel so good from doing that that you won't really care about staying up a bit later. And actually laying in that bit longer won't make you feel any better. If you've got too much on your mind, which I think is a common thing, is do a bit of a brain dump, write things down before you go to bed. Okay. This is where like journaling, you know, people that keep a little diary, it's actually quite good. Or just write a to-do list for the next day. But God, I've got so much stuff to get done this week. My mind is like exploding. I feel stressed, I feel overwhelmed. Then you go to bed, you lay there thinking, I've got to get that done, I've got to get this done. Where am I going to find time for that? And you end up tossing and turning and you're awake all night. Instead, sit down for 10 minutes before you go to bed and just jot it down. I write things down either in my Google Calendar or in my notes on my phone. Personally, I don't journal, but some people find that quite useful and quite good. But I just write a to-do list in notes on my phone, right? Tomorrow, bang, bang, bang. And I'll put stuff in my Google Calendar. I'm doing this at that time, that at that time, that at that time. And you can go to bed just feeling more content that you have tomorrow a bit more planned out. You feel like you have less on your mind. You have a bit of structure. You have a bit of action towards your goals. So write things down and make a bit more of a routine. Make sure your room is nice and dark, okay? Make sure you, if you're using your phone as your alarm, make sure that little light is right down. Make sure that, you know, you've got blackout curtains and the, you know, street lights or whatever don't affect you. Try and make the room as dark as possible, because that will also make a significant difference to your sleep. Make sure the room is at the right temperature, not too hot, not too cold. Temperature is going to, again, affect your sleep. I personally like sleeping with a fan all year round. Sometimes if it's a bit cold, I won't have it pointing at me. And that's more to do with the noise. I like that kind of, what you call it, white noise, that background noise. I actually find it really hard to sleep when it's dead silent. I like that kind of humming of a fan. And also I prefer to be cold than hot when I'm sleeping. If I'm a little bit warm, I'll just have a terrible night's sleep. So it's trying to make sure that the room is the perfect temperature for you. And then last one is lower your alcohol consumption. Okay, alcohol can have a significant impact on quality of sleep. You know, I know what it's like, you know, yeah, well, you go out on a heavy night out, drink loads, wake up the next morning, can't even really remember going to bed. I must have had a brilliant night's sleep. No, you had the worst night's sleep ever. Okay, you think you had a great night's sleep, but you had a terrible one. And that's also why it contributes to you feeling so rough the next day. But even just 2-3 drinks, not to a point where you're having a hangover or feel rough the next day, it will affect your quality of sleep. So reduce the amount of alcohol. Maybe stop drinking alcohol Monday to Friday during the week when you're kind of in that weekday routine, that working week, and you want things to run a bit smoothly. Don't drink any alcohol. Reducing that will have an impact on your sleep. So, pretty short and sweet. Like I said, I'm on holiday, but I wanted to throw out some tips out there, because the thing with it is there's so many people that struggle with sleep. And again, like I said, menopause, perimenopause, they can be part of the main symptoms. And sometimes it's just we haven't tried some of these things. You might be doing some of those things that I've mentioned, like watching your phone in bed, and you might be like, okay, I'm going to stop doing that. Give that a go. Give that a go and give that a go. And you might find it massively helps improve your sleep. Give these things a try. Let me know how you get on. If you do need any help losing weight, getting fitter, getting healthier, reach out to me. Head to the show notes. Reach out to me on Instagram and let's have a little chat. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you in the next one.